Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away today. I love talking about sex, and my favorite person to talk about sex with, because she knows so much, is the wonderful Som Isadora. Hello, Som. Welcome back.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Som and I always have such a great time, and today we're going to be talking about this wonderful topic. This is a wonderful article she did on mindbodygreen.com. Yes, men can have multiple orgasms. Here's a tantric technique that'll make it happen. I'm sure all ears are on. We want to know, how does this happen? Give us all the tips and tools.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is most men and most women don't know that men are capable of having multiple orgasms as well as women. And, you know, I think this is where, you know, sex is like the last frontier. We know more about going to the moon than we know about our own bodies. But that's why I found Tantra to be so fascinating, is it's this ancient science from India, and modern science is now just starting to back up everything it was teaching about how having a healthy sexuality and tapping into your full sexual potential will help you to have higher brain states, be more creative, be more successful, be more confident. So it isn't just about having sex. And the real point of men learning to have multiple orgasms is not just having multiple orgasms, which is of course amazing, but it's learning to control that sexual energy or drive and be able to, you know, put it in the, you know, laser focus it in what direction they want, because they'll have more control. A lot of men really don't have much more sexual education than they got in high school when they were 14 years old. And it's all been trial and error with different partners since then. So the thing with Tantra and men being able to have multiple orgasms, I think that the most interesting thing to me was that they call the penis a lingam. So it's called a lingam Tantra massage. And by using this massage technique, it helps men learn how to edge their orgasms and make them last longer, and actually turn them into a more internalized and energy orgasm. And martial artists have known this for a very long time. You know, Bruce Lee understood this and was able to do superhuman things with his body. So the lingam itself, that word, what it means is wand of light. So just reorient yourself to thinking of the penis, which I think in America we have so much kind of subtle shaming around sex and sexuality, and then, you know, people come out and talk about it, you know, when they're drunk or they make dirty jokes, but to really own it as a sacred thing and thinking of the penis as a wand of light and something that is worship when we have sex. And so the way that I'm going to talk about this massage technique, I want you to understand, number one, men can learn to do it for themselves, which of course means that they're more ready when they do have a partner, to be able to last longer, have more control of that kind of desire to climax and ejaculate and actually learn how to hold that in. That gives the woman more pleasure and then helps them hold on to their energy for longer. And the first step in this massage is, and what makes it different, why it's tantric and why it's more effective, is we use tantric breath work during that whole massage. So if you're giving the massage, you want to do this tantra breath work I call the bliss breath. And if your partner's open to it, you can tell them how to do the bliss breath. Even if your partner doesn't know how to do that, simply by telling them to relax and keep breathing deep, because you want them to learn to experience this ecstasy for longer and longer, that's usually effective. Because I get a lot of questions from women saying, what if my partner doesn't want to learn tantra, or they feel funny bringing it up? It's okay. You can just say, I want to give you a special tantra massage to your lingam or penis. I don't think a lot of men are going to say no to giving that a try. So the first step is getting him relaxed and then putting him in a position to simply receive. Most men think of sex as something they have to perform at. And so getting him to just relax, lay on his back or wherever he's most comfortable, and sometimes having a pillow under his hips is nice. The legs should be spread apart and knees bent so that there's access to all parts of the sexual area and genitalia, and keep reminding him to breathe deeply throughout the whole process, because we're trying to learn to edge the orgasm. So let's say that the man becomes aroused and he wants to have that climax and ejaculate in the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So by having him breathe deep every time he gets close, that's called edging. Get close to the edge, stop, have him breathe deep, and learn to extend that process and have control a little bit longer. And then those start turning into internal and multiple orgasms. So step one is getting him relaxed in that position. Step two, remembering to breathe through the whole time. If he starts to have his breathing, you know, start to get very fast or rapid or irregular, that's usually a signal he's about to climax. So then when you're watching that, if you're giving the massage, notice that irregular breath pattern or fast breathing, slow down your strokes and slow down his breathing as well. You will, you know, by doing the special breathing, you will feel deeper feelings of kind of worship or meditation and being mindful of this. It will bring you more empathetic thoughts towards how he's feeling, sort of make you sexually intuitive to what your partner wants, even if they aren't saying anything. So while you're telling them to breathe deep, if you're breathing deep, you'll be able to be more present and sexually intuitive to what he wants. Also, it will heighten your sexual sort of connection to that person so that you're connected on the physical level, but also more mental and also more energetic or kind of a soulful connection with your partner. The next step is to lubricate and really massage around the penis first. So I like to use coconut oil just because it's also great for your skin, super healthy. So if you use coconut oil as a lubricant, don't start by massaging the penis or the lingam. What you want to do is build arousal. Tantra is all about slowing down and experiencing pleasure for these longer and longer waves. That's how it becomes multiple orgasms. So you can start by massaging his inner thigh, which is incredibly arousing. Or you can massage around, all the way down to even his feet or his arms or his scalp. So starting to take that building up of sexual energy as he becomes aroused, or as he starts to have an erection, you then spread that energy all the way down the thighs, the legs to the feet, or through up to the heart, the chest, and out through the hands, or up to the top of the head. And that, again, will help them learn to spread the orgasm as a whole body orgasm instead of simply an ejaculatory orgasm. So that's step two, is really take the time as you're breathing deeply, encouraging him to relax, really tease around the area before you go to actually working on massaging the penis. So you're lubricating and massaging around that area. Then the next step is massaging the shaft. So once you've really teased around the penis and clearly he's starting to show arousal or wanting more, then you can move to the shaft of the lingam or the penis, and you can vary your grip from harder to lighter. And you want to also vary your stroke sequences between straight up and down and more of like a twisting or like juicing motion. And you can use one hand or two hands for that. So you want to, it's very helpful for especially giving this kind of massage to use your hands and to again then tease. So if he starts to become very aroused and close to climax, once you're massaging the shaft, again, spread that to the inner thighs, down to the feet, and through his whole body, encourage him to breathe more slowly. You're edging him close to having that orgasm or ejaculation, but then pulling him back so it can last longer.
Time goes by so quickly. People can check this out on mindbodygreen.com. Look up, yes, men can have multiple orgasm. Here's a tantric technique that will make it. Som will be a regular here on the show. You'll hear from her again. In the meantime, check her out at somisadora.com. So glad you listened today. I learned a lot. I can't wait to try this out. Everybody take care and stay well.